You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Blasted.
With guest host, Susie Schuster, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Don't fumble.
Do you know back in the day, Chris, the rule was if it was an incomplete pass in the end zone, you lost the football? It was a turnover?
That's a great rule, too.
Oh, that's as dumb as I've ever heard.
You don't believe that.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Still to come, Emmy-nominated host of the Rich Eisen Show, Rich Eisen. Basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show underway. Susie Schuster in for Rich. He's in Indianapolis and will be joining us shortly. Hello, Chris Brockman.
Hey, Susie.
How are you? Hi, hey, Mikey Del Tufo. How are you? TJ, hey, good to see you as well.
It's just like I'm surprised we're not drunk right now, but it's kind of cool to do the show this way. No mimosas.
Are you feeling thirsty?
I'd rather be sipping on something.
Then why don't you go get them? They're in the back.
There is a bottle in the back.
Oh, well, hey, we still got 2 hours, baby. Let's go.
TJ, maybe when Shaq is on, we can toast him a little bit and say happy holidays.
Yes, I agree.
Rich Eisen joins us now. Hi, honey. How are you? Joins us now from Indianapolis. How are you? How's your hotel room?
Fine.
It's soft focus in the back.
You know what? That was my nickname in high school.
I don't know if I'm Eisen. Richie, yeah. Soft Focus Eisen?
That was me.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
I'm traveled out. I'm good.
How come you didn't tell us that you got, on the beaten path last night?
We were in a text chain last night. This is breaking news
this morning that you didn't make your flight to Indy.
But do I have to update you on every single move of my life?
That's something that you would normally have brought up on a text chain that went on for 2 hours.
They felt very left out, Rich. Yeah. I think they felt like they were wondering why you didn't tell them, like, it's kind of like Rich never has the second.
Well, we
cup
were
of
kind
coffee.
Of talking all night, and then you were complaining about other things. But then I just figured missing your flight would be at the top of the list.
Well, I didn't. Excuse
See,
me.
He didn't
I
miss did his not, flight. Something happened to the flight, and he didn't make it. I'm telling you, that's.
Well, I flew through Atlanta, and my flight from Los Angeles to Atlanta was delayed for whatever reason. I never found out why. So I earned myself a nice night in the Atlanta airport Marriott. They were terrific. It was great. Okay. I got my sleep. Then I got on the plane this morning. That was a little bit delayed as well. Do you want to know any more? The pilot came out of the cockpit.
That's nice.
And spoke to us directly. Okay. in a very folksy, down to earth, whimsical manner, saying that he was excited to. It was great, actually. He did a good job. But getting out, and he got on the microphone and said that he was excited to take everyone to Indianapolis, and that there was a new first mate. But don't worry, he's not letting that person fly. He's going to fly it, and he's excited to go to Indianapolis because his grandson has a basketball game later today, and that's when we made eye contact because I was in the first row, but here's a good moment, though. He snuck it in as we were just all laughing about all his cracking whys that they were dealing with something that was going to hopefully get cleared up soon.
Okay.
And would give us an update, and then pirouetted him like, whoa, where were all the jokes? What was all the jokes? But everything got cleared up. The paperwork arrived. Is this the sort of detail you're looking for, Chris?
The paperwork finally arrived.
Meet us in the middle, I think.
I was concerned when I learned that information this morning. That's all.
I would not like this if he's jokey talking about his grandchild. And he's like, oh, we got a couple errors. There's a couple nuts and bolts missing from the plane, but we'll get those screwed in before we take off. See you in Indy.
Purposeful.
Not
he was just like,
time.
You know, he was just getting us all warmed up. He was the warm up back to the unfortunate punchline that we were going to be delayed. But everything's fine. I am here. It's all good. Actually, that point right around mid flight is when I decided to go soft focus when I zoomed in. And here I am. Here I am in Indianapolis.
We're meeting
with the Steelers in about 3 hours. So we're doing that and getting ready for the game tomorrow. It's excited. All good. And then right around, you know, about landing here in this chair, I learned about the Chargers making that bold move.
Yeah.
Coming off of last night's game. And I'll be straight up with you. I am shocked that the Chargers actually did this, because this is a team that doesn't make moves like this. But they also don't usually lose games where they're down 42-0 against a team that was coming off a shutout. A division rival, nonetheless. While the Chargers are imploding on the field, turning down tackles, getting blown out, you're seeing Mark Davis laugh it up with an absurd amount of water bottles in front of him, and you're hearing Antonio Pierce come out of the locker room second half and saying, you know, we're not going to let up, we're not going to let off the gas pedal. And he was, I think he was probably going for the 70 burger last night. He was ready to just keep hitting the, you know, hit it again, sort of Hans Gruber style, just to make a point. Certainly to his own team, and certainly to his own situation, where he's an interim head coach trying to make points with the boss and the fan base by saying, these guys are playing for me. Look how we're playing, coming off of a 3-0 home loss. And look how that team is playing, the team that we're trying to beat every single year, the team that we beat on this field 2 years ago in the final game of a regular season, one of the many moments in Brandon Staley's career as the Charger head coach where Charger fans felt completely let down. And I think Antonio Pierce is making a point to his boss to say, look at what I'm doing. And then again, I thought the Chargers were a team that would just let this thing play out. It's not as if any of the interim head coaches that they're putting out there have a shot at the job. They fired their general manager as well, which means they're clearing the deck. And I'll get to that in a second. But in terms of Brandon Staley and the fact that his last game had Easton Stick getting eviscerated by Max Crosby and that Raiders defense, and his defense that he stepped to the podium 2 weeks ago and uncharacteristically, I think he was beginning to feel the heat with the media, saying to the members of the media, I'm the one calling the defense. You don't have to ask me these questions anymore if I'm giving up the play calling. And that team was turning down Brandon opportunities to tackle Brandon Bolden in front of a national television streaming audience. It didn't bode very well for him. And the Chargers made this move. And two things. One, I think the Brandon Staley, the tombstone, if you will, on the Brandon Staley era of the Los Angeles Chargers is, here lies someone who couldn't get past a fourth down decision successfully. You know, that's pretty verbose, but here the fourth downs were always cropping up for Brandon Staley. And as I said on Twitter and reiterated earlier this week, coming off of their loss to Denver last week, that I can't remember a team that has had more problems in terms of decision-making, execution, and play calling on fourth downs in my 20 years with NFL Network, quite like the Brandon Staley Chargers. The analytics would say, go for it. He would go for it. And then the execution was terrible, or the play calling was off. And the analytics said, don't go for it. He would go for it. And then something would backfire on him. And then those three moments that he'll be remembered for, two of them in Las Vegas, one of them in Jacksonville. Last night's game in Las Vegas being that 63-point destruction, 63-21 or whatever the heck the final score was. And then that game, that was game 256, the last game of the 2001 season where the winner goes on, loser goes home, and he lost to an interim head coach in that game too. Two losses in Las Vegas against interim Raider head coaches. And one of them cost him a playoff spot and one of them cost him a job that, quite frankly, I thought he was going to lose after that third game that will always stand out, the playoff game, the lone playoff appearance in the Brandon Staley era in Jacksonville, up 27-0, losing that game. And to me, I thought that, not last night, that, we all thought it on the show, absolutely, that was the referendum the Chargers players were giving on the head coach. Now, many of the Chargers last night saying we were playing hard for him and, you know, you got to look in a mirror and all that sort of stuff. But the results belie that. And some of the play belies that. And we all thought, how do you bring back a guy that just lost 27, you know, a game that they were up 27 points in a playoff game? And they did it and didn't go with Sean Payton. Instead, Sean Payton is the guy who's now in Denver. And that team is on a playoff run and knocked Justin Herbert out for the season, which laid the groundwork for Brandon Staley to lose his job. So maybe, just maybe, that was what caused Dean Spanos to finally pull the trigger here after watching the Raiders destroy his team in front of a national television audience in an embarrassing fashion. And here we are with the Chargers' job open.
You know, Rich, my thought on that was, yeah, I covered the team 23 years ago for Fox Sports, you know, and 23 years ago, the Spanos family was making questionable decisions. And my biggest thought is there are very few things that owners like less than getting embarrassed. And they were embarrassed. And I don't know how they could have kept him on after today. It would have seemed almost like a capitulation or an, you know, a reluctance to admit that they'd made a mistake. I feel like they had no choice but to let them go.
Well, I just thought, again, a team that didn't want to open their wallet for Sean Payton is what I believe would not want to pay somebody to not coach for three games and then have an interim head coach there that they have no intention of hiring anyway. But that's what they decided to do, Suze, because I think you're right. And I think the other guy, the guys in studio, we were texting at the same time about maybe even getting fired at halftime, which is what Richard Sherman said during the halftime show of Amazon Prime. And in terms of, like, I think now what the Spanoses have to do is take a monster swing at this position. And we're already joking in some of the Michigan text chains that I have with my friends, you know, can we get an ankle bracelet on Jim Harbaugh when he's out here with the Wolverines for the Rose Bowl, like to see where his whereabouts are? You know, obviously Bill Belichick, there's a hot rumor that it's already been or the report from Tom Curran that it's already been decided that he's not coming back to New England, that the Crafts will figure out a way to part ways with Bill or vice versa. Would they want to take a swing with either one of those guys out here? And I think they should. I mean, again, Sean Payton, it was an open secret. Well, not really even a secret here last year in Southern California. He loved living there. I mean, anybody who knew Sean or knows Sean or worked with Sean, he loved living in Southern California. He loved it and working there. And here he is. And here you've got Justin Herbert to hook up to a guy who, when he hooked up with Drew Brees, former Charger quarterback, he turned him into a Hall of Famer or unlocked Drew Brees' ability to give him either the confidence or the wherewithal or the scheme or just unlock Drew Brees to have him turn himself into a Hall of Famer. And you have that guy and you don't hire him and you stick with the guy who just showed in his first playoff appearance that he might be in over his head. It just strikes me they've got to make a big move here right now. And maybe Harbaugh, maybe my coach is the guy if that's what he wants to do. And interestingly enough, you know, word is that Harbaugh was interested in the Broncos last year and they're ready to roll. And then Jim stayed at Michigan, which is what put Sean Payton in Denver. And now this might bring Harbaugh to Los Angeles, potentially. I honestly don't know. I mean, it's all speculation, but I just think they have to take a big swing because the other part of the tombstone, unfortunately, for the Brandon Staley era is here lies the last 3 years of Justin Herbert's rookie contract. And we have no playoff wins and one playoff appearance to show for it. Because this was the last year that they could keep everyone together and pay him. And Easton Stick just got his ass beat to cost Brandon Staley his gig on the defense as well. So that's why they got to take a big swing, I feel. I don't know. They might want to look at another hot coordinator. I don't know what their plan is going to be, but I know it's a very attractive gig. And it's got Justin Herbert sitting here with some other players that are good. But they're going to have to tear this place apart, I think, because it's Justin Herbert's first year of getting pizzayed. And I don't think they're going to be able to pay everybody. And that's maybe why they blew out their general manager as well. So whoever's coming in gets a full clean slate, front office and coaching staff, and we'll see what happens.
Rich, TJ here. How you doing?
I know who that is.
Just a quick question, man. What do you think this means? What's the writing on the wall for Kellen Moore? Because a lot of people assumed he could be next in line, but now you're saying take a big swing. Is he that big swing? Do you think that they're going to look outside, or do you think this is going to be his chance? Or do you think he's just stuck in limbo right now?
I don't know. I mean, Brandon Staley is the one calling the defensive plays. He's the one that had the offensive reins this year. I mean, it's not just all Brandon Staley's fault, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the fourth down play calls were weird, too. I unfortunately think he's gotten his swing. I mean, honestly, if Jim or Bill come in, don't you think they're going to bring their own people?
Yeah.
And certainly their own front office. I mean, he's a talented coach. I don't know. I thought the Spanoses would ride the string out despite what you said, Suze, and you're right. And, you know, you are speaking what a lot of people have been saying, that you can't sit there coming off of that last night. But I honestly thought they would play out the string. And so did Staley. He's like, yeah, we're going to meet tomorrow. I don't think there's going to be anything new. Well, there's something new. And we will see, you know. And interestingly enough, this, you know, the Chargers have some games against some teams that need the wins against them. I mean, if you look at their schedule the rest of the way, and if you're seeing last night as an indication of what you're going to see from the Chargers in terms of competitiveness or points being able to be scored, you know, the Buffalo Bills are coming in. They got to be jacked up, right? And then you take a look at Denver and Kansas City. Those are three teams that need the W's. And so this is what's playing out with the Chargers making this move with an interim head coach. Maybe, just maybe, it might be better. Obviously, we've seen an improved play out of the Raiders, but not the Panthers. So this is just a fascinating plot twist, if you will, to the final 3 weeks of a regular season in the AFC West that everybody thought not only the Chargers could win, but use that to get to the Super Bowl. And here we are. And I think, you know, it may be 2020 hindsight, but we were all saying it on the show. I mean, Sean Payton sitting out there, you could get him. You just lost a playoff game where you're up 27-0. How do you stick around? How do you stick with this and run it back? They tried it, and obviously we saw the result of it.
I mean, does it pain you, Rich? This is like this is real now. This is Harbaugh real conversation. This
no,
is
I know.
Like, this is not conjecture.
No, I know that. And I, again, it may be. I don't know what Jim's plans are or what Michigan's next two games, hopefully, will look like and how that might affect any of it. I don't know. We had Bruce Feldman on the show on Wednesday, and he just put it plainly. He's like, no matter what contract Michigan could put on the table for Jim Harbaugh to keep him to stay, if that is something that they could do, the one thing they cannot offer him, if this is something that does in fact make him tick, is they can't put a Lombardi trophy in the contract or the ability to win one. So, you know, if that is in fact what he wants to do, and this is something that is a calling for him, I hope he wins two more games on January 1st and 8th and then goes and vaya con Dios and see you in the AFC West or, I don't know, Carolina. Because, I mean, if we're fully speculating here, does he want to be in the same conference as his brother? I mean, don't forget, you know, Peyton didn't want to go to an NFC team to the point where he might not have gone to the 49ers because of that. So I don't know what the next few weeks hold, but this is an incredibly attractive job. I mean, in a stadium that's going to be home to a Super Bowl, not just in a couple of years, but clearly SoFi's in a rotation. Southern California, Justin Herbert, AFC West, big time games, and an ability to win a championship, hopefully, if you can turn things around quickly enough. It is real, Suze, but I mean, it's something that, you know, you have to expect. And certainly with the circumstances of the last several weeks surrounding the Michigan program, that is something that is real.
All right, with your love of Harbaugh, okay,
Yeah.
If he goes to New England, do you root against your guy?
He's not going there. By the way,
what if he goes to New England?
Ask the guy across from you. You
Chris,
want Jim?
What if he goes to New England? You like that?
No.
All right. You don't like anything. You don't like anything.
True. No, 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 no. I don't like anything, but.
No, I think, you know, that would be Gerard Mayo, you know, coach in waiting or something to that line. But again, I don't know. We have to see how that plays out,
yeah,
too.
Who knows?
You know, I don't know.
I mean, I think, Rich, I mean, the trade is right there. Belichick to the Chargers. It's right there on the table. Just make the move for both teams. It's a win-win.
It is right there.
They're not going to really trade him, are they?
Yes.
I feel like that's...
If Bill is not coming back next year, he is gone via trade. That's why they extended him. You're not just going to
That's how they got him.
You're just not going to let Bill walk for nothing. Especially
that's how they got him.
Yeah,
I know that's how they got him. But
and if he wants to keep coaching, get an asset back. Get a second-round pick back.
There's so much. I can't believe the way this season's playing out. Throw your script out, TJ.
Bananas.
Just throw it in the trash like I told you to do.
I'm telling you, it's good, man.
Let's take a break, Rich. When we come back,
losing the playoff.
Well, let's do what's more likely. I also want to let you know that I may have spent a lot of money of Rich Eisen Show Productions on your show already today.
May have?
So I think I did.
Yeah.
So we'll take a break. When we come back,
you might want to
what's more likely, and also, where's the checkbook? That's all ahead on The Rich Eisen Show. Poor Rich.
You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Get an inside look at Hollywood with Michael Rosenbaum.
Let's get inside of my father, John Glover. You know, we watched Talkville, and most of these episodes I never saw.
I didn't watch the show.
You never once saw yourself on Smallville.
In the beginning, I used to look at myself all the time and love to. And then as I get older, I stopped.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm older.
I was going to talk to you about that because you're 79.
Yeah.
How old do you feel?
11.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. Wherever you listen.
Back on The Rich Eisen Show, Susie Schuster in for Rich Eisen. Thrilled to be here with you on the Roku channel. And hi there, guys. How you doing, Chris?
Susie.
All right.
What
Mikey.
Hi, Susie.
TJ. Rich will be joining us back again in a minute. Are you here there? Are you there, Rich?
I am here.
There?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're
Susie,
back.
I didn't see the double shot.
So I was just ramping.
Great.
I don't need to be. I don't need to be double shotted to know you, huh?
Set up, you.
Yeah, good setup, Rich.
Phenomenal.
All my fault. I didn't see the double shot.
Normally, I don't like the blurry background.
I just want to let everyone know what a lead pipe wielding professional I am. I'm always on the job. I'm always looking for news to break.
Okay.
And sure enough, as I'm taking that large escalator down in the Indianapolis International Airport down to baggage claim, I cracked the case. Put it up, Hoskins. There is the game ball right there, right on the floor. As soon as you get off the escalator, there's the starting five of the Indiana Pacers, and I found the basketball. There it is. So
that's one of the two basketballs that were used. Is that correct, Rich? That's one of two.
I'm assuming it's the game ball because the Bucks did. So not to stir anything up, but I just thought it would calm the waters and crack the case that it is, in fact, in Indianapolis. And it's on the floor of the baggage claim at the International Indianapolis.
So is that the sound, the thundering sound of Giannis running now across the states to go
do you
claim
not
that
hear
ball?
It? Yeah. You not hear it yourself?
I just thought that was Mikey D.
So no, that's the game ball right there. Susan.
Well done, Rich.
Okay.
Well done.
Hey, thank you.
That,
that's all I'm looking for. I'm just a pat on the back. That's all I'm looking for.
Well done.
I'm always working for us. It's for us, not just you, but for everybody out there.
The best thing about us
is about
always looking for a pat on the back. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Brought to you by Grainger. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Rich Eisen here with us again from Indy. And Rich, by the way, I don't know if I've told you this before, but whenever I pick up Cooper from Legacy Baseball, and it's Monday night or Thursday night almost all the time, and whenever we hear this in Westwood One, we both say at the same time, call clickgranger.com or just stop by.
Well, I'll tell you what, our son Coop is, he's on the news as well, on the sports news. He texted me that the Yankees traded outfielder Billy McKinney to the Pittsburgh Pirates for international player cash.
Oh.
And thinks that that means the Yankees are going to get Yamamoto, that they're getting extra cash. And I thought to himself,
God bless.
Hey, guys, hey, that's not a bad connection of trying to see, put puzzle pieces together about what the Yankees' moves are. I thought that was very astute, you know?
Was this during class or was this during recess? Like, let's break this down.
I don't know. It was, let me see, about around 8 o'clock.
Breakfast time.
Let's be honest. The Coop putting together this type of info is way more valuable than anything he's going to learn in school today. I know Brockman agrees with
him. Did he set his lineup properly? That's all I really care about.
See, that's, and not to stir anything up, but I will, because you look at me when Coop's fantasy lineup isn't set and he complains about not having his iPad time. The person in the host chair right now is somebody who is completely in charge of that, soup to nuts.
Yeah, but Rich, do you think we're going to say something to Susie about that? I mean, let's be real, dog.
You want a piece of this?
Come on, dude.
Come on, you want a piece of this?
I might be crazy, but I'm not
I got
dumb.
My Andrew Whitworth look on today. I'm feeling big, I'm feeling big and strong, so I'm just
not
saying.
Stupid.
I can't give – I mean, look.
Yes, you can.
I will make a deal.
Okay, please.
Because this is our kid who never gets in trouble.
He's a good boy.
He's so good. I will allow, they're all great. They're all great. I will hereby allow 15 minutes
extra
of time per day.
Ooh, I was just going to throw out 5.
No, 15.
Yeah, 15. He doesn't need 15. He doesn't need 15. He needs 5.
But the approval comes in 15-minute windows.
15 that's
minutes,
true.
But he has to use at least 5 of that.
I can't stand seeing the pain in his face.
On the daily.
Okay, deal.
On the daily.
So that way he can't get Yahooed.
And then when he researches cars for the other 14 minutes of this, right?
Hey, whatever. Look, we're doing him a solid right now.
He needs to respond to trade offers. He needs to make additions and
crappy trade offers, like from you?
I was offering Doc Rivers to say, is this a crap trade? LeBron is killing
By the way, I got to tell you, Brockman's trade offer the last time we were in this situation where I'm zooming in from the road and you were hosting, Suze, that was not a bad offer.
I feel like I always assume the worst, though, with Chris.
He's upgraded. He's upgraded from Tupperware to glassware, Suze. He's not the same Brockman anymore.
What are you doing? What's more likely? Should we fire that up?
I think we should fire it up.
We tell Rich before or after that I've spent a fair amount of money on the show from the Rich Eisen Conference? Is that after? Is that as we say goodbye and then we lost him?
Yeah, bad news is
there. He's hearing this, people.
Rich thinks we're joking. Rich, we ain't joking.
What's more likely? Will I be displeased with that line of questioning, or I will be happy? Very good.
Depends.
All right,
happy
hit it.
State of mind.
Hit it.
What? What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what did you eat on the plane yesterday?
What do you mean? Nothing. I did nothing. I stared like vegetable lasagna.
You didn't have anything? Gummies.
Actually, no, I had vegetable lasagna.
Okay. Yeah.
Delta vegetable lasagna.
I'm
feeling great today. All right. What else?
Rich, the more likely Pennsylvania team to snap a 2-game losing streak. Steelers or Eagles?
Oh God, I can't talk about the game that
tough spot.
I mean, I can't do that. I mean, I got Steeler fans upset with me enough.
You can just pick the Eagles then. I mean,
Susie, you answer it. What do you got? What do you think? Steelers or Eagles?
Pennsylvania team to snap a 2-game losing streak. Steelers.
I'm calling Steelers-Colts, and obviously the Eagles are in Seattle on a Monday night.
Eagles.
Okay. There you go. I'll keep that from Bobby Wagner after I interview him later today.
I'm worried about the Eagles on Monday.
I think Eagles, but don't tell Bobby that. I don't want to be in trouble.
Okay. All right, Rich. Okay. More likely Ohio backup quarterback to throw for 300 for the second time this year? Joe Flacco or Jake Browning?
Oh, I'll go Jake Browning,
me
man.
Too.
I'll go Jake Browning. I'm going to go Jake Browning here because I've told you. Have you decided who you're playing in your fantasy?
Here's the deal. It's supposed to be 85% chance of rain in Cleveland on Sunday now, so I was all Flacco, but now I'm second-guessing because of the weather.
Please take Zach Wilson. Please use Zach Wilson. It will be so great for everybody involved.
I have a chance to win because Palmer went nuts last night, so now I'm kind of in it.
I got it. All right, I understand. I'm going Jake Browning. I know what the Vikings defense looked like. I get it, and I know what they have looked like. The Bears defense has been balling out, and I believe Jake Browning with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins has better weapons around him, so I'm going to take Jake Browning.
Fair. Good way to talk that out. Okay, here we go. Mike Del Tufo, this is for you. What's more likely? DeVito wins his fourth straight, or the Saints turn him back into a chicken cutlet?
I believe in DeVito.
Okay.
The Staten Islander and Aces, I believe in DeVito.
Rich.
You tell his mom, can Tommy come over to play? We want him. Okay?
Sleepover.
Red Rover, send Tommy over. That's what we would say.
Gentown.
Yes. I am gonna stick with my Staten Island roots and say Tommy DeVito is gonna go into New Orleans and keep this thing going. And he's gonna be on every cereal box known to man in like 1 week. Because that's what happens when you do it in New York. By the way, you know if he did this for like Jacksonville or Houston?
He's doing it in New York City.
For the Giants. And it's not like the Giants have 10 wins because of him. They got five.
Yeah.
Well, now they're not going to get, May or Caleb or whoever. How is a sandwich place not...
The perfect follow up is chicken cutlet or beignet. What's more likely?
Jambalaya or a minestrone, right? Turtle soup. I'm going Tommy DeVito. We're okay. We're in.
Beignets are delicious though.
Yeah, I mean, jambalaya or minestrone, really?
Yeah, cannolis or beignets.
Gumbo. Let's go. All right, Rich, what's more lies for you? Zach Wilson lights it up again, and the Dolphins' offense looks lost without Tyreek Hill.
Oh, I would say the Dolphins' offense looks lost without Tyreek Hill. Come on now. The Jets' defense is not the reason why that this is a lost season there. Come on. And look what they did on the Black Friday game when Tyreek Hill was there and handing off footballs into the stands. Come on now. This is a defense that can absolutely, without Tyreek Hill, wreak a little bit of havoc. So I think that's more likely than Zach lighting it up again. I might even say both. I'm feeling that right now. I'm feeling it.
Ooh.
New
push,
York back to back weeks. Back to right. Ooh. Back to push. Both. I really believe that the defense is going to make a difficult day without Tyreek if he doesn't play.
Yeah, Tyreek. Sure. I feel like you guys might upset them. I think that's on the table. All right, TJ QB stack. That'll win your fantasy playoff matchup this week.
Here we go.
Russell Wilson to Cortland Sutton or Stafford and Puka Nacua.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I think that's a no-brainer, right?
I don't know if that's a no-brainer.
Stafford and Puka, get out of here, man.
I mean, Cortland Sutton against the Lions?
Or the Rams taking care of business against the Washington Commanders, which is... My goodness gracious.
See, the thing is, Cooper Kupp also exists, too, so that could take away from...
Who gives up more big plays than the Washington Commanders?
All right.
Come on. Stafford and Puka, baby. Let's go. Do it. If you have the opportunity to do it, I would do that.
You know, I've been banging the drum for Courtney Sutton all year, so...
He's been balling.
I got it.
Last month, he's been balling. All right, 10-3 road team, Rich. More likely to get knocked off this week. Cowboys or Ravens?
Oh, I'll go Cowboys.
Goodbye, Rich.
Come on, TJ. Come on. You see the way the Bills are playing. You see that.
Settle down just a little bit.
You see the way the boys are playing.
Man. Maybe it's a little cold. Maybe Dak has problems managing the game.
TJ, he can't quit the Bills.
Apparently.
He cannot do it.
I'm on him. I'm on him right now. And obviously Jacksonville, I'm concerned about the Ravens defense minus Kyle Hamilton if he doesn't play. I think they're a different bunch if that happens.
Ooh, it's going to be gross in Buffalo. 50 in rain. Ooh. 17 mile an hour winds on Sunday.
Let's go,
that
baby.
Plays into
let's
the
go.
Bills. 100%.
These are the Micah Parsons.
I'll even upgrade it. 110%.
Ooh.
110%. I went upgrade. Doesn't matter, right? After 100%, isn't it? I can make it 180. So, okay. I stand by it. Cowboys.
Oh, man. All right. A couple more, Rich. What's more likely to be the higher total? The longest 49ers play on Sunday against the Cardinals or the total score in Chiefs Patriots?
Longest 49ers play or total score in Chiefs? I'll go total score in Chiefs Patriots. I'll do that.
What do you think, 37 maybe in that game?
I think so. You're right. That. Longest play. McCaffrey might rip one off 70 yards
well,
to start the game.
I'm just saying Debo's been hitting a home run kind of once a week here.
All right. Yeah, higher total is the 49ers play.
All right.
You're right.
All right.
Good enough. I'm glad I sounded that out. I got to the right answer.
McCaffrey's going to break out a 70-yard run
sometimes you got to talk this out. All right, last one. What's more likely? Brock Purdy finishes with a higher passer rating this year. He's at 116. Or Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani combined for more home runs.
So we're not going to get this answer till next October.
Yeah, but the big move was this week, so I was just thinking about it. That's all.
Why don't you just give me a what's more likely where the answer is just buried like Al Capone's vault? We'll have to find out years later.
All right, so for comparison, those guys combined for 112 home runs.
Okay,
this past season. And Brock
Purdy's, I'll take the Dodgers.
Passer rating is 116.
Right. Man, they're getting Glass now too. If they get Yamamoto, just
pencil them in for a second round exit then.
Nice. Look at you.
So mean.
Look at you.
First round exit.
Look at you.
So mean.
Which one?
Sarah will let you back home after that.
Truth hurts.
Wow.
Okay.
Truth hurts.
You can just drop Cage off at the door.
I like it.
My son will never be a Dodgers fan, and you can write that in blood. I don't know why you're staring holes at me. We're on the same team.
I'm not staring holes at you. I'm vibing with you. I get it.
Nice. Yeah, it's not a stare. It's a vibe. By the way, Chris, don't worry. Chris, it took me 5 years to figure out the difference between a stare and a vibe with her. Don't worry about it. Took me a long time. Very good. All right, good job.
Hey, there you go.
Good job.
That's fun.
That's what's more likely.
Oh, more likely dinner tonight for Rich. Shrimp cocktail or
steak
and shave?
Steak and shake.
No, it's a steak. I'm going steak tonight.
Attaboy.
Where are you going? That place, is this the one that's the...
That place with the food?
The place with the food? No, what's the one from St. Elmo's?
That's St. Elmo's.
St. Elmo's.
What do you mean this one from... No.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
We're not even drinking today.
Jeez. Seriously.
We're not even drinking. This is
how do you feel about...
I can feel St. Elmo's right, fire.
Let me hear what. What are you... What are you spending?
I was going to talk to you about the Michigan linebackers coach going Alabama. Do you want to talk about that at all? How do you feel about that? He's not going to be one of the 10 guys on the field, but what does he know, Rich?
Okay, here we go, Suze. So I saw this yesterday, right? Alabama hires former Michigan assistant linebacker coach George Helo, to come to on the staff here. And here's what I think. First of all, it's totally legal to do that, clearly, right? And as a matter of fact, it happens all the time with players from other teams that are released, and then suddenly you get that player in your building the week you're playing them to know about plays and tendencies and stuff like that. And the Eagles did this. If you remember last year, the Eagles hired Vic Fangio, who is still, at home after the Broncos fired him a couple of years before. And the Eagles hired him as a special assistant before the Super Bowl because he's a guy who had been playing the Chiefs for years as the head coach of the Broncos. So this is an age-old thing. But in this situation, I just thought to myself, so what we should have done is instead of hiring people to record somebody's other sidelines, we should have just hired somebody from the other sidelines tell us the tendencies and the schemes to match up with the plays they already know and the signs they already know. We should have done that the entire time, just get a whole bunch of coaches that are just sitting around and hire them, because, you know, that's actually upgrades it. Like Nick says, okay, so let's learn their signs and their tendencies and their schemes. And let's just get that guy from the sideline. We don't have to shoot. We don't have to record on their sidelines. Let's just get someone from the sidelines. I thought that was next level stuff. And yeah, we should have done that. We should have done that. We would, you know, we would have been able to beat Ohio State with our head coach, you know, so that would have been good. So that's my opinion of it. And we'll see what happens. And maybe it's like one of those moments where he was sitting in a film room with the Michigan's current defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter, like 2 years ago in the middle of the night watching film. And Jesse just tells him, you know, the one thing that really confuses him, or one thing that, you know, that he needed to work on, or one thing that this, that. All he's got to do is just tell Nick Saban one thing, and it happens one time in the Rose Bowl, and it makes the difference. That's why I guess you hire him. So
is now a good time to tell you how I spent your money?
Okay.
And if Roku Joe is out there watching,
he is.
I want you to focus on this. So two things, guys. Okay. We need more swag, because I gave away several pieces in the first hour.
What are you talking about?
Well, because Chris had a great idea. Chris, you want to lay it
don't,
out?
Don't blame me.
It was all
me
Chris's
for this
idea.
Do not blame me for this.
This is all Chris's idea. Chris said, why don't we get screenshots of all the guys who picked, like, the Raiders?
Yeah, so I look, this is based off what I tweeted out last night, Rich, that it, look, if you played O'Connell or Trey Tucker or the Raider D or one of these
I saw that tweet.
Moves, yeah.
Did you call us, send
us our screenshot, and then Susie was like, yeah, I'll give you swag.
Chris said I should give away swag.
Stop it.
So Chris said, why don't you send swag to these people? So that's a great idea, Chris.
No, it's a bad idea. It's a terrible idea. I mean,
it was Chris's idea.
Here's a good thing. Here's a good thing, though, is how many people did, in fact, play Aiden O'Connell and Trey Tucker left.
So we have a couple.
I have to wash this mug. See this mug that I'm using? I'm going to wash it and send it out.
Raider defense, dude.
You can't give him a show used mug, Susie.
I have a bunch of mugs at home.
I'm okay with it when she said she was going to wash it.
I have a bunch. I actually said to him, what if I wash this mug and send it? He said, great. That's number one.
If it's just going to cost me a couple mugs,
number two,
minimum.
Apparently, the mug that he purchased off of the site was only one-sided, and he'd prefer a double-sided mug. Okay, so we're going to order some up. I also really like the Roku Channel branded Rich Eisen Show.
That was from our Super Bowl swag
Camelback travel mug.
You want one of those?
I want like 50 or 60.
Yeah, because she's going to give them away to people.
Yeah. Because the doctor is in, Rich. We've been taking some calls, working on therapy for me.
Dr. Susie.
Oh, okay.
All right. What do you mean he's a doctor?
There's a lot of
I could have been a doctor.
He's turning red right
There's
now.
No, I'm not.
He's calculating. Right.
So in other words, Rich, I'm going to use the Got It card and just basically invest in some swag.
For the people.
For the Rich Eisen Show fans out there. Peeps. I want to start having people call in and earn swag. So in order to do that, we actually have to make it.
Yeah.
All right, just let me know if I need to start breaking up some of the furniture behind me for firewood, you know. You mind letting me know?
If a bunch of people started Trey Tucker last night, you might have to
be way out.
One of the kids might not have to go to college. Right.
Rich, I mean, honestly, we couldn't take enough calls. It was crazy.
I love it. Welcome. Great job being a woman of the people, Susan.
Thank you. I
always
try.
Appreciate that.
844-204 Rich is the number.
Nice. All right, take care. Have a fun time with Chef.
Bye. We will. Have a great day. Rich always gets nervous if I mention two words.
Money?
Credit and card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's understandable, though, right?
I mean, that makes sense.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more Ohtani. Maybe take a call.
Call us.
Get ready
Let's
for
go,
Shaq.
Call
Let's
us.
Go, people. 844-204-RICH is the number. The doctor is in.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Joe talks with Stacking Deeds co-host Crystal Hammond.
I've always been a fan of nosy neighbors. I want nosy neighbors. They can tell you what's going on 10 times faster than you would know.
Again, what's she talking about, Doug?
Really?
We're repairing neighborhoods, but then we're into nosy neighbors and
built a career off of that.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.
I don't know they still have a shot to make the playoffs or not. Do they? Do they still have a shot?
Well, yeah. I mean, all they have to do is just try and win one of the next two without Tony. And then he comes back. And no one's running away with this league. No one's running away with this division right now.
You know what? I guarantee we'll win one of the next two without Tony.
Okay.
And I'm guaranteeing we'll make the playoffs.
Okay. I will write that. Write that down right now. Shaquille O'Neal.
If we don't make the playoffs, I'll come with a Dallas Cowgirl suit on your show with some pom-poms for 10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I will come. I'll walk out for 10 seconds. Let everybody take pictures, make fun, then I got to leave. 10 seconds, that's all you get. Not 11 seconds, not 12, you get 10 seconds.
Okay.
I have on the skirt,
this is amazing.
Pom-pom, and a blonde ponytail wig.
So that's if the Dallas Cowboys, they don't make the playoffs at all in this season. Okay.
Now, what are you going to do if they make the playoffs?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, same bet. But I think they're making the playoffs.
All right, deal.
I'll do it with you, Shaq. How about that?
Deal.
How are you, Shaq?
First of all, it's not my fault. You need to blame it on the Dallas shops. I've been downtown Dallas looking for some big booty cheerleader shorts. They don't have any.
So.
But yes, I'm a man of my word. And yes, I will come there one day when you least expect it.
Ooh.
And fulfill my bet.
Well, but the thing is, I have to do it with you, Shaq. So I do need probably a little bit of a heads up, you know.
No, but you know what? I don't want you to do it with me because, you know what? You waited long enough.
Okay.
You know, you're at the point to where you don't think I'm going to believe it. So just to prove it to you, I want you to be front and center.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you 12 seconds.
This is the best possible scenario, Shaq, is you've extended it 2 seconds and absolved me from having to do it.
Exactly. I just want you to sit there and watch.
We were just listening to Shaquille O'Neal joining Rich on a Roku only. He will join us up ahead in about 10 minutes time here on The Rich Eisen Show. Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open WWO Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate stations, digital platforms. That is right. Stream Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and Rich all season long for free and get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Draymond Green, a lot of talk about his suspension. We will talk about that in just a few minutes' time with Shaquille O'Neal. And yesterday we spoke, we heard from Mike Dunleavy Jr. talking about how Draymond's suspension affects his position on the roster for this team.
How much does this impact your long-term decision-making on the roster and with Draymond in particular?
Yeah, I mean, I think the bigger impact will be, you know, how we do the next 15, 20 games. And that'll probably determine, you know, where we go more than this specific incident or this time away for him. The reality of the situation is if you're evaluating Draymond, his ability this year has been great. His availability is not. And so we need him more available because when he plays, he's really good. We're really good. And, you know, that's the main thing. I don't think I need any more evaluation of Draymond as a player. We need a little bit more evaluation on his team and the chemistry and the lineups and all that. But from a basketball standpoint, you know, honestly, pretty pleased with Draymond. We want to help him be on the court more, though.
Yeah, I think there's no discussion to be had here. It's time for him to get the help that he needs. And even Rudy Gobert was saying that he feels a lot of empathy for him, wondering if this is now the time that he'll do some soul searching. I watched somebody put together a reel of every altercation that Draymond had. Yeah. It was something.
Yeah, dating back to the LeBron play from the 16 NBA Finals all the way up into the Nurkic play. It just kept going and going. How many plays are these? I think for me, when I look at Draymond Green, it's just the kind of a lack of accountability and just kind of, this is who I am and I know what my intentions are. It just didn't seem like a guy who was aware of how his actions were affecting, especially his teammates.
Well, that's it, because every time he's got to sit, it affects the team. I mean, this is not just about him anymore. And I think you heard, I'm sure, Steve Kerr talking about it as well. I mean, he couldn't have a better coach for whom to play who's going to understand from a player's perspective. But, TJ, it looks like, and we'll ask Shaq about it just ahead. I'm so curious to hear about his thoughts on it.
Chris, the thing about Draymond is when I hear people say, I hope he gets the help he needs and stuff like that. Like, what does that mean? Do people think he's going to go see, like, Dr. Susie or Dr. Melfi and lay on the couch and, like, talk it out and get the issues, whatever they may be, out? I don't see it. He's out there playing basketball. He plays basketball in the way that he feels works for him. And I don't know.
But it doesn't work for him. But it doesn't work for him.
I just don't see him going to a doctor and coming out after, you know, three sessions and going, hey, I'm cured. I'm going to be a completely different basketball player now. I don't know.
It doesn't take three sessions. And it takes a deep dive, and who knows what else it could take. But what's happening for him isn't working. And so it looks like with an indefinite suspension, there has to be some actual work put in, or he won't see the court again.
Yeah, I mean, the indefinite thing is also interesting too, right? They don't put a number on it. Kind of gives the league an out.
But there are stipulations that he has to meet.
Stipulations.
But we don't know what those are, and we may not know until he's actually back. But
yeah, I don't know. It's like, is Draymond Green like whatever? Said it takes more than three sessions. I don't know, but 12 sessions, whatever. Is he going to come back and be like completely Draymond? Is he not going to be aggressive? He's not going to run somebody over? Is he, you know, not going to elbow? I don't know. I think you get to a certain point in life and age, your patterns, you're pretty much stuck.
Patterns, but you know what, TJ? There's always time to grow.
If you want.
And so I would say.
If you want.
Shaquille O'Neal will be up ahead. We will ask him as well. We'll close out this second hour of the Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, he strikes me as a guy, too, who it's like your buddy who has, whether it's a gambling problem or a substance abuse problem, who doesn't think they have a problem, but everyone around him is telling him that they do.
That's right.
That's kind of how this Draymond Green situation looks to me. Like, everyone around, even players in the league, are being like, yo, dude, you need some help. And you got him up there being like, nah, man, I'm good. What do you mean?
But you're saying everyone around him, like, the one thing we haven't seen are his actual teammates come out and say, because they're the ones technically are around him.
That's true.
The most. So, yeah, it makes sense for people that you're going to battle with. You're roughing up a little bit. You're being physical. We saw the Jordan Poole incident. I've yet to see a player that he actually is teammates with come out and say anything about this.
Well, that's kind of where Steve Kerr took kind of issue with what Stephen A. was saying yesterday about – questioning Steph Curry's leadership throughout all of this. Did you see any of those comments?
I heard about that.
Kind of interesting. Not sure if I agree with it. I don't really know I don't know.
But
interesting to bring up. Hey, like, this is going on your watch. Where are you? You're supposed to be this all-time great Mount Rushmore type player. Why aren't you fostering a different environment on this team?
What's Steph Curry going to do, though?
That's kind of what I thought.
He's a grown-ass man.
I totally agree with you.
What can Steph? Steph is working to become the best Steph Curry. He can be on the court. You can't control. Like, you know, if Mike does something bad over and over, I can maybe like, Mike, why don't you like try this? But then ultimately, I can't do anything about what Mike does.
Right.
Steve Kerr said he needs the opportunity to change. That's what the indefinite suspension gives him the opportunity to do.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
I don't know that I would call it respect that I have for Sandoval, but the world hated him. He still went out, performed shows with his head held high. He showed up to the reunion when we all were going after him. Like, he didn't skip a beat. The way he's handling it, if I were in his position, and I said it straight up to the entire audience, thousands of people, I would tell you all to and the room was dead.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.